This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abba'im. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim. We're learning Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Min HaKavosh. If someone made a neder that he's not going to have pickled food. In Asur Ela Min HaKavosh Al Yark. He's only Asur in pickled food of vegetables. Meaning, not other kinds of pickled food, not pickled meat, not pickled fish. Because when you say HaKavosh, the means the most typical food, which is pickled, namely vegetables. Min HaShalok, we had earlier in the Ran, if something, someone asers on himself something that's undercooked, in Asur Ela Min HaShalok Shel Basar, he's only Asur from undercooked meat, Shalok. Okay, let's just go back. We skipped one clause. Kavosh ani time. If someone says pickled food, that in terms of my tasting, pickled food that I taste, I aser, aser b'chalak fushim. Then he's aser in all pickled food. Likewise, min hashalak. If someone prohibits upon himself food which is undercooked, eino aser el min hashalak shel basar. He's only aser in what is typically undercooked, namely meat. Shalok shani toyim, undercooked food, regarding that which I'm going to eat. Asur b'chal hashlukim, so he's asur in all undercooked food. Says the Ran, min hakavosh ein asur ela min hakavosh shel yark, mishum dekimin de amar hakavosh, since he said the undercooked, the pickled food, mashma hayadua, it's mashma that which is known. Ustama diareku, and it's in all probability of a vegetable. Kavosh shani taim, asur b'chalak vushin, dekivan sheskiroi b'lay hey hayidia, since he mentioned it without a definitive hey, kol kavosh b'mashma. It's mashma, all pickled food. Says the Gemara, amalei Rav Acha b'rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avia, said to Rav Ashi, amar de kavosh mai, what if the person said, I ask her that which is pickled? You didn't say hakavosh, you said dikavosh, dishalok mai. What if he said that which is undercooked? Ditsali mai. If he said that which is roasted, dimaliach mai, that which is salted. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah, if you say hatsali with a definitive hey, or hamaliach, it only is referring to roasted meat and salted fish. What if you use a dalet? Heichan mashma, what is that mashma? Gemara says, tiboy, it will remain as a shayla. Let's see the Ran. Dikavosh mai, deshalok mai. Lafi perish harishayin, shapirashti, the Mishnah Seinu. According to my first explanation, she'ikar achilak hu im hiskiru b'shem hayadiya, that the main chilak is, did you say a definitive hey? Im lav, hachimibai. Here, this is a shayla. Ki amar dikavosh tishalak bedalid I mashma hayadua oiloi. Is that mashma definitive or not? Vaiter, minatsoli. Someone made a nether that they aser the roasted. In also minatsoli shabazi, only aser in meat. Divir Rabbi Huda, the Zipin Rabbi Huda, tsoli shani toyim. And if he says roasted, that which I'm going to eat, aser b'chalat suyim. He's aster in all roasted foods. Min hamaliach, if he made a neder from the salted food, ein aser ela min hamaliach shel dag. He's only aser from salted food of fish. Maliach shenitayim, salted food. Regarding my tasting, aser b'chal hamaluchim. He's aser in all salted food. Dagim shani tayim. If he says fishes of my tasting, aser behen, he's aser bein gedoil and bein ketan, whether big ones or small ones, bein meluchim bein tefilin, whether salted or not salted, bein chay bein mevusham, whether raw or whether they're cooked, umutter betaras, he's mutter in a taras trufa ubitzir uvemorias. That means he's mutter in taras trufa, he's mutter in a taras which is chopped up, and he is mutter in and Betzir, he's mutter in the brine, and Uvamurias, and he's mutter in the juice of the fish. Now, in our Girsa, it says the word Aser. So, again, if he... The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, basically, we're taking out the words from Dog Dogim Shani Toyim. We say Asr Bahen Bain Gdolim Bain Katam Bain Meluch Bain Tvelim Bain Bechaim Bain Mavsham Umutter. He's Mutter Betaras Chufa Vetsir Uvamorias. He's mutter in all of those things. He's mutter in the chopped taras. He's mutter in the brine. He's mutter in the fish juice. Okay, but now the Mishnah continues. Hanoider min hatzachana, one who asers tzachana, aser betaras trufa. He's aser in chopped taras, umutter betzir uvemurias. And he's mutter in the juice. He's mutter in the brine and the juice. So, if he says dog dogim, then he's mutter in chopped taras, he's mutter in the brine and the fish juice. If he is noider min hatzachana, then he's usher in the taras chufa, but he's mutter in the tzir and the murias. Hanoider mi taras chufa, one who assers the taras trufa, the chopped taras itself, aser b'tzir v'murias, then he is aser in the brine and the fish juice. Let's see the Ran. Dog dogim shani taim aser b'hen b'im g'dam b'im k'tan mishum d'amar trei lishni, because he said two lishinois. Dog dogim, the dog mashma gadol, dog means, implies big. Mishum d'nimkar b'fnei atzma, because it's sold on its own. The dogim mashma ketanim. Dogim is mashma small. Lefi she'inim karm ela biyachad, because it's only sold together, plural. It's called plural because it's only sold plural. Umutar betaras trufa betzir v'murias. If you say dog dogim, you're mutter in all of this. Taras trufa dog gadol. Taras trufa is a big fish. Taraf dak dak. That's chopped up very small. Mishum hachi shari, and that's why it's mutter. Mishum the dogim shleimim mashma. The words dog dogim imply if they're whole. V'loid shuvim, not chopped up. V'choshken shemutter b'tzir shal dogim. Certainly, it's mutter in the brine. Shu shuman ayotzman, which is the fat that comes out of them. The kerbe dogim muravim by with the innards of the fish mixed into it. V'choshken shemutter b'murias. Certainly, you're mutter in the brine. Shu shmeinoy shal dog bavad, which is just the fat without the innards. V'zuvein tzarch le'merzukatani. Because since you said dog dogim, you meant shleimim. But hanoider min hatzachana, aser b'taras trufa. If you make a nether from tzachana, you're aser in the taras trufa. Tzachana dogim ketanim harbe. Tzachana implied small little fish, meluchim salted. V'yeshmem trufin. There could be chopped up ones. Elashruven shleimim, mosim ar shalim. Ketani dekim v'yeshmem trufin. And it teaches, since some of them are chopped up, aser b'taras trufa, you're aser in chopped up fish. Miu b'tzir v'murias, but the brine and the fish is mutter fish she'en b'hem taticha shel dog ela shmeinu v'kervav. The murias, the tzir and the murias, just have the fat without cut up pieces of fish, and therefore those are mutter. Okay. But if you aser taras trufa, then you're usher in everything. And the reason you're usher in everything according to the Ran, the Gersa would be mutter. In other words, the Ran changes the Gersa of Hanoidim Itaras Chufa, mutter betzir uvemorias. And for the reason we mentioned above. Because more taras trufa are chopped up pieces of fish, and it does not include the brine and the fish juice. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Amir. It was torn a brayso. Reb Shimon Elazar said, Dog sha'ani toyim, fish that I'm going to eat. If he said just dog, asa b'gdoilim, he's also in big fish, umatar b'gtarim, he's permitted in small fish. Daga sha'ani toyim, if someone says, daga that I'm going to eat, asar b'gtanim, he's asar in small fish, umatar b'gdoilim, and he's permitted in big fish. Dog daga sha'ani toyim, if he says fish, fishes, asar b'in b'gdoilim, b'in katanim. So he's asar in both. Says the Ran, dog sha'ani toyim, asar b'gdoilim, mishem de dog gadol masha, dog implies big, shenimkar b'thayatze, it's sold on its own. Uv yishalmi mefarish, the Yishalmi explains the chol dog shu pachos mi litra, any fish less than a litra, katan mikri, is called katan. Umiyu b'kugayin zeh, however, in such a scenario, hakol lefi hamakomis, everything goes by the place. Dog daga shani tayim, aser, bein b'gdoilam, bein b'ktanim. Deloy tema, don't say, mahadar hu dekahadar bei. Don't say he's retracting, de meikara, first he wants to aser himself on big ones, so he says amar dog, and then he retracts for amar daga. No, he's not saying this. Elamikulu aser nafshi. He's asering everything. Why? Dilma. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Amar le rapa abaye rapa said to abaye mimai de dog shani time gadol. How do you know that the word dog refers to a big fish? Tchsev. Well, the pasuk says, "Va'yiman Hashem dog gadol." God designated a big fish. Levlaya es yoina. So we see that dog refers to a big fish. Aye, but v'aksev va'yispal yoina Hashem leikav mimei hadaga. We see that yoina prayed to Hashem from the stomach, from the womb, from the innards of the daga. So we see a daga is a big fish, not just a dog. Halaykash. This is not difficult. Dilma palte dog gadol. Maybe the big fish spat him out. Uvale dog katan, and he was small, swallowed by a small fish. So dog initially refers to a big fish, and daga is a smaller fish that swallowed him. Says the Ran. Dilma palte daga do bali dog katan. V'afagad de hunami de bali b'soif gado mi litra haya nikra katan be'erach harishayin. The Ran is asking, I just established that anything bigger than a litra is gadol. No, here it would be katan comparatively in respect to the first one. So says the Gemara, Ella, you know how we know that daga is small? You know how we, so now the Gemara has a kasha. We said daga is small, Ella vahadaga shabayar mesa. It says, the fish in the river died. What, only small fish died? Only small fish died, big ones didn't die. So we see daga refers to all fish. So Gemara says indeed, Ela daga mashma gdoyla mashma ketanim. Really, daga could include big and small. Haleich, but, so if daga could mean big and small, uv nedarim halach achar lashem leyadam. By nedarim, we follow the way people speak. And when people usually speak, even though daga technically means big and small, people use the word dug in reference to big and daga in reference to small. Says Aran, Eleva hadaga shabayar mesa, ketana mesa gdom le mesa b'tmiya, fakivan shayar nepach ladam, if the river turned into blood, vaday mesi luhu, they all died, being done le ketanim. Amar hare alai, okay, so the Gemara continues. If you ask her tzachana, then you're still your usher in taras trufa, because tzachana implies small fish that have in it even chopped up fish. But what if you didn't say tzachana? Let's say you said tzichin. That's a question. The question is, are you usher in the juice? If you say tzachana, you're not usher in the juice. What if you say tzichin? Says the Ran, Amar hare alai tzichin mai, mi mitzer b'tzir v'morius oilav. Are you usher in the tzir and the morius or not? D'mishem hachi mikri dogim ketanim kevushin tzachana. The reason why small fish are called sachanam, and they shat sira yotzmen reichai noidev. It's because the smell wafts out from it. Milashan vatal tzachanasai. Umiboile. So if tzachana, if small fish are called tzachana because the tzir that comes out, and yet the tzir is mutter, umiboile amar tzichin demasha riboya, it's including. So do we say it comes to include the tzir as well? Imishtama beinami tzir, or morius, or not? Oilav. So we'll hold it here. Bezos Hashem, next week we'll pick it up in the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Wishing everyone bracha v'atzlacha and a good Shabbos Bereishis. Habalino Teva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.